Welcome back here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Tyler Crabb, and this weekend marked the start of our broadcast of Central College basketball on 92.1 KRLS for the winter. The Central men falling to Dubuque 71-49 in their contest, and the Central women's basketball team falling to Dubuque 63-58. Following that women's basketball loss, I caught up with head coach of the Central College women's basketball program, Justin Whelan, to talk about the game against Dubuque. So we'll have that here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, and we'll have all of these recaps of Central College basketball throughout the winter when we have our broadcast. So stay tuned for more of those. But for now, it's Justin Whelan, head coach of the Central Women's Basketball team, talking about their loss to Dubuque on Saturday. With our continuing coverage of Central College athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Central College Women's Basketball team, Justin Whelan, following a 63-58 loss. And coach, starting off, Dubuque, a very talented team. Find yourselves in a hole early. Girls did a good job to battle back in the second half, but ultimately just kind of found themselves in too much of a hole to dig out of.
Obviously it's you love the fight. Seeing the girls fight back from, you know, being down that quick, that early. But yeah, you know, it's not a whole lot to say when you lose the game in the first 3 minutes, 4 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at this team, Emily Naughton was really solid on the offensive end of the floor. The girl that I think kind of jumped off the page to me, because, you know, Jasmine and Emily with 30 points between the two of them today of the 58, but Maddie Backer stepped in and felt like played a really big role off the bench there with 11 points defensively, two steals. Felt like she could have had even a few more of those that just, you know, Dubuque was able to kind of scramble and get to the ball just a step quicker than she was, but overall thought she played a phenomenal game off the bench.
Yeah, she's continuing to grow, continuing to be a really solid piece for us. And yeah, I mean, that three was, you know, 80% of the way down, right, you know, at the end there to tie it. But yeah, I mean, we just, you know, got to continue to have that type of production off our bench. So we obviously love having that piece. You know, Mackenzie came in, had a good solid outing up from the bench as well. We're averaging like 27 points off the bench. So that's the norm for us. But yeah, to continue to be able to lean on that is obviously a big part of it.
Absolutely. And just kind of looking at this too, I mean, this game, it felt like, you know, there were moments where, you kind of alluded to it, you had chances there down the stretch. The second half, you battled back and felt like you had an opportunity to maybe go take the lead or something like that. And just felt like that one bucket just always eluded you that would have kind of changed the game, where you got a good look and it just didn't fall or something like that. As a team, too, that could be pretty frustrating. What was kind of the thing you saw from your girls in those moments?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we sped the game up, got some turnovers and steals and easy buckets, but it was always, you know, we'd claw back, we'd get right there, and then we would go away from what was working, or defensively, you know, give up something that was as simple as taking away their strong hand. And you know, I told the girls in the locker room after the game, it's hard enough when you're fighting your opponent, you're fighting the other team, but when you're fighting the other team and fighting yourselves, that's where it gets, you know, almost impossible.
Absolutely. Now the good news is, this is not the game that sends you into a long extended break. You're going to make a quick turnaround, go to Florida, play a couple games there as well, get a chance to go into the holidays, you know, on the right note.
Yeah, we'll go spend some, you know, fun in the sun, and going to have a nice, tough, you know, top 15 team in the nation down there. So, you know, we'll enjoy our time and then take a break and reset ourselves. But, yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it.
Coach, appreciate the time, and looking forward to many more of these conversations throughout the season. Hopefully after a few more of the fun ones when we're on the right side of the scoring column. But appreciate the time as always.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Justin Whelan, head coach of the Central College women's basketball squad. Once again, that was our conversation with head coach of the Central College women's basketball team, Justin Whelan, following the Dutch's 63-58 loss to Dubuque at home on Saturday. Again, we'll have more Central College basketball recaps similar to this throughout the year on today's Lely Radio Sports page, so stay tuned for more of those following our broadcasts of Central College basketball throughout the season. Again, this has been Tyler Crabb here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, recapping the Central College women's basketball team's loss to Dubuque on Saturday with head coach Justin Wieland.